You're listening to WMUC FM 90.5 College Park.
Come all of you good workers, good news to you I'll tell of how the good old Union has come in here to dwell.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Are you a graduate assistant, research assistant, or teaching assistant at UMD? Are you tired of low pay, long hours, high fees, and no safety net for international students? So are we. The UMD Graduate Labor Union is organizing for collective bargaining rights for graduate workers on campus.
Right now, the administration unilaterally controls our working conditions, but we are fighting to change that. To learn more about graduate labor organizing efforts on campus and what a union can do for you, visit umdgradworkers.org.
My mic is a little too loud. Good evening, everyone. How are you? I say, and Nate, who's also in the studio with me. How are you, Nate?
I'm awesome. Ooh, wow, I love this crunchy mic.
Crunchy.
It's really atmospheric. I'm great.
Today, I'm joined, so sorry. Today I am in the studio with Nate Langley, also known as the host of Dogma.
Yes, people point at me when I'm in public and they're like, that's him, that's the host of Dogma. Yeah. Sunday
at 11 p.m. Tune into Dogma.
Yeah.
And if you like industrial and noise and things of that.
At this point, it's just anything loud.
Here, do you want to share this mic? Because that one
Can
sounds.
I don't know. I kind of like it.
Kind of like it.
I mean, like, maybe crank me up a little bit. So, just a little bit more. A little bit more. I think this works for me. Okay. Yeah.
So ooh, actually, that.
And plus, it's like, you know, it's kind of like Dogma.
It's kind of like my show. Yeah, today, sorry, I'm a little out of it today. I don't know why. I just Googled, why do I always have a headache? So
I was wondering if you were going to address that. I saw you type it.
I didn't mean to, like, address it on the air, but I feel like I'm just always having frequent headaches. And I know it's not dehydration or dietary habits.
You drink a lot of caffeine?
No, I haven't really been drinking coffee this week.
Wow.
It says that it could be caused by stress or poor sleep or screen induced. So it could be one of those three. Anyways,
I feel like everything, stress causes everything, really.
Really, yeah. Yeah. No, I just feel like it's every day. That shouldn't be. And it's always around this time of day, too, like when it starts to get later in the day.
Maybe you need that siesta.
I know. Yeah, I always feel this way at work because I always. Around like 2 p.m. I start feeling really tired, and it's kind of the same every day, and I feel like if we had that siesta, then
I feel like our country would never greenlight that.
I don't think
it's
they would.
Whole, yeah, it's a whole hour where people really just nap during that. Do they eat lunch?
No, I think lunch is separate, and then they have like
because they eat way later in the day too. I think it's just breakfast, dinner, and then like a supper thing, right? Because it's spread out. I don't know.
I'm not sure. I'm American, so I don't
know. Take it with a grain of salt.
Speaking of Americans, the song "I'm Afraid of Americans" by David Bowie, we heard live covered by Trent Reznor from Nine Inch Nails on Wednesday.
Literally. One of the coolest concerts.
Oh my god, it was so cool. It was actually, this was my first time seeing them, but Nate, it was your second time.
It was.
How was the second time?
So much better. I think they played, they played cooler songs, I would say, towards the end.
Cooler in what way?
The set was, like, different. I don't know, it's just, like, they played the Lost Highway song. Perfect Drug.
Oh, Perfect Drug, yeah.
And then they played I'm Afraid of Americans, which was cool. And then he shouted out David Lynch and David Bowie.
Yeah, that was really nice.
And That Hurt cover was good. Not cover. No, that's his song. I'm silly. But that I don't know. I feel like that version of Hurt was good.
He also did like a weird, not weird, but it was like a remixed version of Closer. He added like another verse during.
Yeah. March of the Pigs too. That was extended.
Yeah. There were a couple songs that he kind of did a little something different on, which I thought that
I
was really
it.
Nice.
That Closer is awesome.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. It was a really good show. Thank you for getting tickets for us. That was really sweet. Yeah, I had a great time. That was the highlight of my week, honestly. And also it was Nate's birthday on Monday.
True.
And that was fun. What?
I said happy birthday to Nate.
Happy birthday to Nate. Yeah.
Also the host of Dogma.
Happy birthday. Okay. Anyways, I have some songs that we can play, I guess, because it's a radio show. I don't know if I introduced myself. My name is Mars. Thank you for tuning into my show. I'm having a bit of a headache right now, so I'm kind of in a strange... This is not how I normally do the show, but fear not. Music will still be played. The first song I'm going to play is Six Underground by Sneaker Pimps. I've somehow never played this song on my show. I've played other songs off of Becoming X. I think I played Spin Spin Sugar.
Yes.
I've played Bloodsport. I played other songs off of that album. I've played several other Sneaker Pimps songs, but not this one. So I was like, hey, why don't I throw this one in there? Few more interesting songs coming up, and we'll have a discussion about that intermittently. I hope you like this song, and thank you for tuning in.
Lay down low. to replace my blue. I do not struggle in your web, because it was my aim to get caught. But daddy long legs, I feel that I'm finally growing weary of waiting to be consumed by you. Give me the first taste.
You just heard The First Taste by Fiona Apple. Before that, you listened to Six Underground by Sneaker Pimps. I don't know if I played Fiona Apple on my show before, but I feel like the song was kind of
fitting. There's no way you haven't. I feel like you totally have played Fiona Apple.
I probably have. If I look through like the archives,
yeah.
and stuff that I've played.
You got 20 episodes worth of music.
I do have 20 episodes worth of music. There's got to be some Fiona Apple on there. But I was thinking about this recently because at the AFI Theater in Silver Spring, they're doing a Paul Thomas Anderson collection, I guess, and they're playing a
retrospective, I think.
Yeah, they're playing his a lot of his movies in and on film, like on 35 millimeter film. And I've seen a few of them. They're pretty good. But every time I see one of his movies, I'm like, I just can't stop thinking about the fact that he pushed Fiona Apple out of a moving car.
I think about that a lot too. And same with Tarantino, I think, with Fiona Apple and that clip of him talking to her and her just absolutely disassociating.
Yeah. I don't like Tarantino though. So like that, you know,
I think a lot of directors are full of themselves.
I think so, yeah.
They're auteurs. Yeah. Once you get like hailed as like one of the greatest filmmakers, I feel like that goes straight to your ego and you.
Yeah. No.
Cannot be good.
No. Yeah, I love Fiona Apple though. She deserved better.
Yeah.
But PTA's movies are really good.
She quit cocaine because of PTA, right?
I thought it was Tarantino also. Maybe both of them.
Probably both of them. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. Which honestly, I feel like that's kind of funny, but I think I would, if I was in that situation and I knew people that were acting like that, that would put me off enough to stop.
Yeah.
If I was doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm not and I won't.
Don't do drugs.
For the record. But if that were happening.
Yeah. Six Underground 2, that's a crappy Netflix movie with Ryan Reynolds, directed by Michael Bay, yeah.
Huh.
I don't know if it's correlated or not. Probably not. I really doubt it, but I saw that.
I mean, this album came out in like the 90s, so.
No, yeah, this definitely wasn't. This is, yeah.
But I'm saying like it could be correlated because this was before then.
I'm tracking, yeah.
But I hope it's not.
Like
I don't
the movie
know.
Took from the song.
Yeah, but also probably. I feel like the phrase Six Underground is like a popular.
Really? Am I just dumb?
Yeah, it's like 6 feet underground, right?
Okay, Google Glass.
Is that not what it means?
What does Six Underground mean? It probably does, actually. It is referring to. See, look, that's what I'm talking about. 2019.
Oh, yeah, it is Ryan Reynolds.
Can I give my rant on Ryan Reynolds?
Sure.
I don't like him. I think he's a brand. I think he's not a human anymore. I don't think he's an actor. I think he's in a movie just to advertise Mint Mobile or, you know, his make money with his production company or what else does he do? He's Aviation Gin. I feel like anytime he's in a movie, he's playing himself because that's his character. Yeah. That's the character he's playing. The character of Ryan Reynolds. I think it's what's the word I'm looking for?
Disingenuous?
Disingenuous. I don't like him.
I don't know. I've only really seen the Deadpool movies, and he's dating, or no, he's married to Blake Lively.
Yeah.
And they have children.
And I feel like that whole Jacob Baldoni stuff also soured.
Oh, with one movie.
Both of them, yeah. With the Colleen Hoover one. My mom would know. If my mom was listening, she'd... Mom, text me right now if you're listening.
I think my mom also knew about the like events surrounding that case and like what happened because she also saw the movie and
that was big.
Yeah.
I think it was I feel like it was as big as Johnny Depp, Amber Heard, and Bennifer. Rest in peace. I think that's kaput for good now.
Yeah. Anyways, Google doesn't help because it only shows the movie. But
it's got to be 6 feet underground, though.
6 feet under, yeah. It means that you're dead,
right?
Dead and buried. All right.
I'm next. 6 feet above ground.
You are 6 feet above ground. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You are 6 feet. I'm 5 feet and 6 inches above ground.
That doesn't really ring.
No.
Like wow.
He always does this. Okay, next. The next song is Modular Mix by Air.
Mm-hmm.
You just listened to Shiny Kindness by Helen Sun. Before that, you heard Modular Mix by Air.
I'm saying it. Sesenta y siete. I learned that in Spanish. I learned that in Spanish today. It's 6-7 in Spanish.
Do you think that like that 6-7 That native Spanish speakers, like the Spanish speaking children, say.
No, it was 6-7.
They probably say 6-7.
Because there's videos of people going, like, visiting other countries and stuff, and then the kid will do 6-7. And then the other kid will say it back.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's just.
I think I saw that too.
Because it's the song, I think, that got it popular.
Yeah.
So everyone's just singing the song. You know? It'd be weird if we were all singing an English translation of Bad Bunny over here, you know?
Yeah. If I went to like Mexico and I was like 67, what do you think they would do? They'd be like, what?
Probably. And they'd probably talk about you behind your back.
Mm, true. But they don't know that I took up to level 3 Spanish in high school.
So you could understand.
So I know what they're saying.
Yeah.
Clocked. Changing the vibe a little bit. I'm going to play Velvet Rope by Janet Jackson. And then after that, there's some more chill stuff, and then it ramps up a bit at the end. I hope you're enjoying the playlist so far. And did you have something?
No, I didn't realize the mic would pick that up.
Okay, this is Velvet Rope, Janet Jackson.
Come with me inside.
You just listened to Embarrassed Dog by Chanel Beads. Before that was Accidentals by Broadcast. I can't believe I only have 20 minutes left. Time flies.
We're really good at talking.
Any update for anyone that wanted to know? My headache is feeling better now. thank you.
Hooray.
Up next, I'm trying to... Actually, no, I think I have time to play everything. Up next is Gay Sons of Lesbian Mothers by Khaki King.
That's what they called me at church.
Khaki King, because you were wearing khakis.
Because I was wearing khaki slacks.
I don't know if it's actually pronounced khaki, because it's K-A-K-I. And not
cucky,
with an H.
Cocky.
Cocky. Khaki King.
Cookie.
Perhaps.
Kiki.
Kiki, do you love me? Are you riding?
Ever since I left the city, you...
You just heard Jump by Kylie Minogue. Before that was Deer Stop by Goldfrapp. We only have time for one more song today, but thank you so much for tuning in. I had a good time.
Shagreen.
Nate also had a good time.
That was a word I learned today.
Chagrin.
We talked about it.
I just learned that word. Mm. It means... Does it mean to feel embarrassed or humiliated?
Yeah,
or?
I think that's spot on, actually. I think that's what it means.
Chagrin. It's not spelt the way you think it is.
It's not.
Actually, maybe it is. I thought it was spelt a different way.
Yes. No, I think the... I wouldn't anticipate it to be C-H. Mm. It starts with C-H. Chagrin.
Chagrin.
Sha, I think it's like S. I would think it's chagrin.
There's plenty of words that start with C-H that are sha instead of ch.
Like?
Chivalry.
I couldn't have done that. I couldn't have pulled that one out. Give me another. Chef.
Chef.
Wow. Okay, never mind. I can.
Mm-hmm. We're going to keep talking about this off air, but the final song for today is Shushu's cover of In Dreams, off of their new album. Really good album.
So good.
Here's In Dreams, Shushu. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll see you all next week at 5 p.m. on Friday. And have a great weekend.
Tomorrow, every night. Just who sprinkles stardust and to whisper, go to sleep, everything is alright. Close my eyes. Yeah.